Minerva Radio. Less mainstream, more music.
The long night. Oh, warm greetings and welcome to this latest edition of Focusing here on MinervaRadio.uk and brought to you by Caldi Media. My name is Mike Brocken, and over the next hour or so, I've got some great sounds for you, new and forthcoming releases, kind of laced together with a brilliant classic, plus lots of gig news. So, you've just been listening to the great man himself, Steve Tilston, who has embarked upon a major tour and is playing a couple of gigs in our area of Merseyside and Cheshire during May. Firstly, at Appletonthorn Village Hall, which is just close to Warrington, isn't it? Lovely little place. That's on Saturday, the 11th of May, followed by a visit to the venue where we are currently recording Focusing, the West Kirby Arts Centre on the Wirral, on the 18th of May. Not to be missed. And you can find all the details of Steve's gigs by simply tapping in a Steve Tilston 2024 tour and following the links, etc. By the way, you might also wish to attend a concert here at West Kirby Arts Centre in support of Amnesty International, which takes place on Saturday the 27th of April this month. Tickets are only £8, and you could probably rock up, I would think, really, and I'll guarantee a great night. And I mention it because it's worth looking out for the Liverpool Songwriting Challenge winner, Jim Pearson. Very interesting songwriter indeed. OK, new release time now. Totnes-based duo Hard Bottle and Jonas have a brand new album for us called Wild Goose. It can be found on Bandcamp, you know, and I think there might also be hard copies, especially at gigs, as we've previously said as well. Always useful for the artists, isn't it, to sell a few hard copies. I've kind of no news, really, so far at least, of Harbottle and Jonas coming to our area, but I hope they do. I haven't yet seen them. They are very much West Country based. But let's take a listen to one of their new offerings, what I think is a sublime track called Carry On, You Fisherman.
Well, I'm looking for my love. Will he come back to me? And I spend night times on the road. Will he remember me? Don't stand there.
Oh, I like that. I do like that. Harbottle and Jonas's Carry On You Fisherman from a brand new album, literally a brand new album, Wild Goose. Just great. Very thoughtful album, you know, all the way through. Kind of deals with, I don't know, it's sort of dealing with our responses to everything, really, at the moment. Contemporary values, issues about, you know, the way that people place oppositions in front of them right away these days. Very thoughtful stuff, I think. And if you don't know Harbottle and Jonas, I do recommend them to you. For example, one of my old favourites of theirs, from which I played a load of tracks on BBC Radio Merseyside, was the album entitled The Beacon. Absolutely excellent stuff. And they've provided us with a very strong body of work overall. So if you don't know them, have a little look. And Bandcamp's the place to go for the album, which I'll repeat is called Wild Goose and is out now. Good stuff there. All right, let's have an impending new release now, out in May, from Canadian singer-songwriter Ruth Moody. The album is entitled Wanderer, and this is the opener. That's Ruth Moody, Canadian Ruth Moody, and Already Free from her soon-to-be-released album, Wanderer. It comes out mid-May. Great, great album. Really, really good. And if you don't know Ruth, she's an award-winning singer-songwriter from, originally from Winnipeg, but she lives out on, you know, out on the west coast of Canada now, I think. And she's a solo artist in her own right. And also, you might know the band The Wailing Jennies, and she's a member of The Wailing Jennies, has done quite a few gigs over here, garnered a few Juno Awards back in Canada as well. And she's had a few solo albums out, especially after she'd started collaborating with Mark Knopfler. There's a couple of his albums, These Wilder Things, Privateering, I think it is, and Tracker. And they really brought his voice, in a way, because of Ruth Moody's, to the fore, if you see what I mean. She really helped him vocally. Because although Mark's a great singer, not everybody kind of turns on to Mark's voice really too much. And Ruth really helped in that respect. So this is her brand new album, Wanderer, recorded at Sound Emporium in Nashville, no less. And I really like it. And we'll see if we can fit in another track a little bit later on. That's Ruth Moody and Already Free from the Wanderer album, due for release in a couple of weeks' time. Meanwhile, I noticed yesterday that the Roving Crows arrive at the West Kirby Arts Centre soon, actually on the 13th of April, which should be a hoot. So let's play a Roving Crows track to both anticipate and celebrate the occasion. This is one from their 2022 album, Awaken, and it's titled Let Me Roll.
Now I'm just a rambler, I'm known for my song. I believe in your cause, but I do not belong. My conscience is clear, my body is lean, a recycled human spiritual machine. To all of you people who beat on the goat, rise in your bowl, oil up your throat. The message you carry is a message of hope. Freedom gets tied up with red tape and rope. Let me roll in your waters, let me swim in your sea. Let me roll in your waters now, let me be. Let me roll in your waters, let me swim in your sea. Let me roll in your waters now, let me be. Oh. By those who pretend to care for their country are laws they can bend to fill up their pockets with silver and gold. Let me tell you, your country was years ago sold. Let me roll in your waters, let me swim in your sea. Let me roll in your waters now, let me be. Let me roll in your waters, let me swim in your sea. Let me roll in your waters now, let me be. Oh. Countries, I've loved many worlds, left one for another to find the right girl. Left many doorsteps, my will to be free. The first was my mother, the last will be thee. Let me roll in your waters, let me swim in your sea. Let me roll in your waters now, let me be. Let me roll in your waters, let me swim in your sea. Let me roll in your waters now, let me be. Let me roll in your waters, let me swim in your sea. Let me roll in your waters now, let me be. Let me roll in your waters, let me swim in your sea. Let me roll in your waters now, let me be.
Lovely stuff. They're a great band, you know. I don't know if you've seen or heard the Roving Crows before, but they're actually coming to West Kirby Arts Centre here on the Wirral on the 13th of April, not far off from where we're broadcasting now. Very passionate band, a bit like Mary Hell in that respect, you know. They kind of tell it how it is, and Paul O'Neill, the leader of the band, you know, very, very important songwriter, and they're here on the 13th of April. And they've been around for a while. I was thinking, it must be about 15 years the band have been out there. And I caught them some time ago now, before lockdown, and I think it was at Bromyard. But I could be corrected in that respect. But great entertainers, very loud, very passionate. If you're in the area, this is what folk rock should be, really. That's the Roving Crows and Let Me Roll, which is a cracking album as well. OK, by the way, I've written a little note to myself here for before we play the next track. So I'll rustle it so you can hear the paper. And I've said this. By the way, did you notice those incredibly lazy BBC news items relating to a so-called country music revival? If only these researchers paid attention to scenes rather than speculations, they would have realised that Americana, country and country rock have continued to be incredibly popular right across these islands, all of the Western Isles, never mind just Britain. You know, whatever, you know, a so-called craze does. In fact, and this is getting to the music, actually, you only have to hear Annie Duggan to realise that this is the case. Let's have a little bit of Annie Duggan.
Follow wherever you may lead. It's the only place on earth I'd rather be. But I've walked down these streets since I was a child, and this old town is somehow part of me. I'll be by your side till I'm old and grey. For better, for worse, I'll be there. But leaving this town I've always called my home don't make it any easier to bear. Up to the old town bridge, my heart is sinking like a stone. I'll sit under the stars like I did when I was young, and the moon will light my way back home. Now all packed, taxis wailing by the door. I long for you, waiting so far away. Now I know I won't be coming back no more. Sky. Oh,
Danny Duggan there, along with Rob Hines, fantastic guitarist Rob Hines, and Carolina Moon from her 2016 album, actually, Dust Upon the Wind. Just to remind those news researchers that country music is alive and kicking in this country, whether you think there's a revival on or not. Actually, it's thriving. Okay, rant over now. All right, Scots harpist and composer Hilary de Vries contacted me a few weeks ago, introducing me to her work via her second album, The Knockbane Road. It's a project which was recorded in a very interesting way, live within the natural world, which I think is a fascinating idea, really interesting. And I think it also works extremely well. The album was released back in 2023, but it's certainly new to me. So it's a new one that's come across the Brocken catalogue, so to speak. And I think it's really good. I think it's excellent. And it consists of 27 short tracks recorded in fields and woods, by coasts and alongside streams. So my producer Ian Beecham has edited two tracks together to give you a real flavour of how well this interesting experiment works. So as well as the music, you'll hear these ambient, natural, organic sounds alongside them. Couldn't be better, really, in that respect. So take a listen to this. This is Hilary de Vries and two tracks, The Grey Cairn coupled with Inner Wren. Wind there as well, and the birds, and Hilary's finished playing. Don't you think? I think that's really inventive, very organic. Really, be fascinating to learn how it's put together, because It's obviously, you know, Hillary's had to produce it, and it would be very interesting to hear how she's been able to do that and whether there was an active producer while she was, you know, sitting next to a stream, etc. But great stuff, lovely stuff, really, from Hillary DeVries's album, The Knockbane Road. And as we mentioned before, Bandcamp's where you can find a lot of this stuff, and you can find Hillary's album on Bandcamp as a CD or a download, whatever floats your boat, really. I don't mind either. So thanks, Hillary, for sending me that little beauty. Really, really good. Okay, oldie now, continuing our North American come Scots theme. I just wonder, do you know this one from 1971?
A lady in the north, a lady cloaked in sorrow. She was courted by nine gentlemen and a small plowboy, Freya. Sat drinking at the wine, sat drinking wine in Yarrow. Then they made a vow amongst themselves that they'd die for her on Yarrow. Thank you.
Fantastic. The traditional Yarrow there. Wonderful bit of folk rock. 1971. US-born Mark Ellington. And that comes from Mark's second album, Rains of Change. And it's released by BNC Records in 1971, as I mentioned. Members of Furpaw Convention effectively backing him there. Plus, great pedal steel playing. It could have been Gordon Huntley, maybe, or B.J. Cole. Not quite sure about that. But a wonderful way to use the electric pedal steel guitar there, I think. Fantastic stuff. And a good album. Very, very rare now. Although it was re-released on CD, I think, a couple of times over the past 20 or 30 years. And Mark sadly passed away in 2021. He was very taken with Scotland, you know, linking it up with Hilary de Vries's track previously. And I'm sure he would have loved that material that we've just heard on the harp. But conservation ended up being a real priority for him and his wife. And he received several conservation awards over the latter part of his career, once his musical career had effectively finished, really. And he even purchased the remains of a castle up in Scotland, I think, and brought it back to life. He was that important up there. So he's a very, very important man in conservation, or was at least. Sadly lost to us now, but I just love that. I absolutely, it's almost to me perfect folk rock. Great traditional song, great vocals, wonderful guitar playing of different varieties, and a really good thump to it behind as well. Absolutely superb. Okay, speaking again of Scotland, let's have something brand new now from pioneering queer bagpiper, fiddler, instrument maker and composer Malin Lewis. On Friday the 3rd of May, Malin's debut set, Halocene, is released on Hudson Records, no less. And some truly inventive stuff going on here too. So take a little listen to this. This is Malin Lewis and Trans. Thank you. good hard ending on that one as well. I like that. That's from a new artist to me anyway. And the album is being released by Hudson Records, so some good promotion there. That's Malin Lewis. And on Friday the 3rd of May, Malin's debut set, Halocene, is released on Hudson Records, as previously mentioned. And also, I did notice, I didn't know what Halocene meant, actually, but on the PR sheet I'm looking at now, it says, drawing the name from Halocene, which is a visible layer of water formed between salt water and fresh water. So that's quite interesting. That's I didn't know that. That's described as Halocene, just that gap between the two, so to speak. Very symbolic, I suppose, in many cases. And that's going to be released on the 3rd. Actually, some amazing Chanter stuff going on there. One of them was produced by a 2-octave 3D printed small pipe. It's amazing what these 3D printers can do now. Also, there's great sax in that track as well. Did you notice as well? Fascinating stuff. So lyrical. You know, the pipes are so lyrical, aren't they? They really mean things, I think. And the album is going to be available digitally, on CD, on vinyl, including limited edition blue vinyl. It's all like going back to the 70s here, isn't it? It's amazing. And from Friday the 3rd of May. And also a tour mostly north of the border, but I think Malin's coming down as far as Kendal, maybe Cockermouth as well. So it's really, really interesting stuff. All right, let's have another selection from Ruth Moody's forthcoming album that we played a track from before. The album is called Wanderer. As previously mentioned as well, Ruth is Canadian and has recorded this new album in Nashville, Tennessee. And I really like it, and I really like the production values on it too. It's out on Blue Muse Records on the 17th. And to repeat, the album is entitled Wanderer. And this is another track from it, North Calling. I really like that. North Calling by Canadian artist Ruth Moody from an album that's going to be out mid-May Available in this country, you know, on CD as well. I've just been sent a beautiful CD copy of it. I mean, the artwork on it is just amazing. I'm just reaching over to it now. Take a look at that. That's really nice. I've just put it by the microphone, by the way. And she's a Canadian artist, but has recorded this particular album in Nashville, of course. And she really did, you know, if you're a Mark Knopfler fan as I am, you really know that she's perked up some of his recordings in recent years too. Great stuff. North Calling, Ruth Moody. The album will be called The Wanderer when it comes out in May. We'll play some more tracks from that. Speaking of imminent North American releases, Bart Moore's album is coming out soon. Now, this is an interesting one. It's his third album called Wild Flora. And it's out in mid-May also. And Bart is a kind of a veteran of the San Francisco alt-rock scene, in actual fact. But he's a native of Michigan, and I think he might have moved back there 2017, releasing a well-received debut called The Curse of Los Lunas, which was followed in 2022 by something called Graveyards, Wind and War, which is the album that I picked up on him first time around, played a couple of tracks from him on the BBC. So this is from the soon-to-be-released Wild Flora album by Bart Moore. And I think it's just a brilliant subject matter to write a song about, or even maybe four. This is Bart Moore and Molly Bloom.
Molly blooms in Dublin, flowers all purple and red. Grey hours in the morning time, she lies inside her bed. Poor old Leopold walks the streets, chaos in his head. Blazes boiling, coming on with a porter in her bed. Lusty, young and merciless, that was Molly Bloom. Words cascade in waterfalls in the darkness of her room. Ribald and she's randy, while her old man walks the town. Waiting on her dandy. Poor old Leopold can't come back to day for the crapophiliac. Molly Bloom, Molly Bloom. Pleasuring and pliable, perversely unreliable. Molly Bloom, Molly Bloom. Why did you cheat on your poor old man on the 16th day of June? Quiet and coquettish, that was Molly Bloom. She be no Penelope in the late spring afternoon. Me, oh my, Miss Molly, sharp and in your face. Played man and was played by men while she ran in the human race. Unbridled, yet she's bridled, that was Molly Bloom. Sang while Daedalus cried with guilt when his mother met her doom. Leopold down in Kiernan's pub, whiskey spins the room. Love springs like a bird in a flame on a golden day in June. Blazes boiling's gonna be there soon. Molly Bloom, Molly Bloom. Pleasuring and pliable, perversely unreliable. Molly Bloom, Molly Bloom. Why did you cheat on your poor old man on the 16th day of June?
That's great. That's a great subject matter. That's Bart Moore, American singer-songwriter Bart Moore, writing about the interesting James Joyce character from Ulysses, Molly Bloom. Gosh, I've tried to read Ulysses all the way through several times, and I still haven't succeeded. I'll have to hurry up, I think. You know, time's getting on a bit now. Portrait of the Artist as a young man I can get through quite easily. But I really like the idea of that. Not simply the sound, and it is a great sound too, but also the idea of understanding, you know, Leopold Bloom's unfaithful wife, opera singer Molly Bloom. Great that. So it's a nice track, that. And that's from Bart Moore's soon-to-be-released album in this country. So really, really good stuff there. Anyway, before moving on sound-wise, allow me to remind you what's occurring in terms of Soundbox presentations in Chester over the forthcoming weeks. We have talked about this before, but some of them are coming up on the rails, so to speak, pretty quickly. Firstly, Joe Topping, we've mentioned him before, Joe Topping with Jackson Williams and John Warburton on the 25th of April are playing St Mary's Creative Space. Then on the 26th of April, Tim Eady and Dan Walsh are on at the same venue, St Mary's Creative Space in Chester. And then Saturday, Nancy Kerr and James Fagan are going to be on Saturday the 27th of April. So there's some gigs hitting us very quickly there, a quick run of gigs. So the 25th of April, Joe Topping, 26th of April, Tim Eady and Dan Walsh, and then Saturday the 27th, Nancy Kerr and James Fagan. Also, you might be interested to know, which is a good selling gig this, that Music Aid is on this year again, which helps a lot of local charities. And that's on at St Mary's Hambridge. That's the other St Mary's without the walls, so to speak, on Saturday the 18th of May. Some great performers on that. And then finally, we've mentioned this before and played a couple of tracks, Friday the 31st of May at St Mary's Creative Space, Mishra. I'll be there for that one, definitely, and for the others when I can get there. And that's just up to the end of May. More gigs to follow throughout early summer from the likes of Visions of Albion, the Jake Blount Trio, who are Americana outfit. Ben Walker and Kirsty Merrin are coming as well, as are Igloo Hearts. So there's some great gigs, and I'll keep you up to date with all of those. And just get onto, you know, webooktickets.com, that kind of thing. And that's where you'll find all of the Soundbox ticket promotions, etc. Okay, talking as we were of gigs just then, let's play another Steve Tilston track to remind you that Steve will be on at the West Kirby Arts Centre on the 18th of May. Be there or be square.
This train that rumbled all through my younger days, way off in the distance, all through my younger days. One day that train might come, carry me away. There's a man in the station, got a pen, and he's taking down names. Well, he's there on the platform with his pen, and he's taking down names. Well, he knows when my train's gonna come, but it just ain't
for that
There goes the mystery train in the distance there. Steve Tilston from his excellent 2021 release, Such Times, and his homage to Junior Parker, Elvis Presley, Scotty Moore, My Mystery Train. So catch him at West Kirby Arts Centre on May the 18th. By the way, I was just being reminded by my producer Ian here, we're now on Facebook, you know, and you can go to Facebook directly and hear new releases, some of which are really, we've selected for Facebook purposes as well, lots of tour news, etc. And it's reachable directly or via our webpage. There's a link there that will take you through there. Okay, just to remind you too that a gig you really must consider attending is coming up on the rails as well, and that's Honey and the Bear at the stunning Saltworks Museum Music Room on Saturday the 20th of April. This is an absolute must.
Sketches grow in far away.